The Campanile Center for the Arts celebrated its one-year anniversary this past weekend at a Wisconsin Public Radio show that brought jazz violinist Randy Sabin to the converted Catholic Church on the shores of Lake Minocqua.
Here's a beautiful art center and a crowd that's interested in jazz and blues and violin. There's a lake right out back here. This is my kind of place.
But that beautiful downtown lakefront location was an obstacle for advocates of a Minocqua Fine Arts Center. Artistic director Michelle Good says private developers had other ideas.
Condos was the first and most obvious choice.
Good says a few community leaders were able to strike a deal with church officials and turn the soon-to-be-vacant St. Patrick's building into a nonprofit center for the arts.
I'm sure there were a lot of people who were in the real estate business who went home crying that night. But everyone has, in the meantime, come around.
Including musicians like Sabin, who's happy to have a new place to play.
It'll be a great benefit to the community. You can build condos anywhere.
Organizers say the Campanile Center is one of the few recent examples where lakefront property up north has been saved from private development for a perceived community need. In Minocqua, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.